Russia's President Vladimir Putin will hold private talks with President Bush on Sunday. After a tense start when the Bush administration first took office, both presidents have suggested U.S.-Russian ties are warming. The Bush administration is hoping the warmer relationship will pay off and lead to agreement on missile defense and other issues, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When President Bush met President Putin for the first time last month, the White House leader spoke of a newfound trust.
I looked the man in the eye. I found it to be very straightforward and trustworthy. We had a very good dialogue. I was able to get a sense of his soul.
Soon afterwards, the Bush administration had to do some soul-searching again when the trust was quickly put to a test. At the United Nations, Russia blocked U.S. and British attempts to revamp sanctions against Iraq. U.S. officials admitted they were perplexed. As for another thorny issue, missile defense, Putin has been raising concerns that the collapse of the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty could spark a new arms race. He pointed this out as he signed a friendship treaty with China, another opponent of U.S. plans for missile defense. Michael McFaul of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace suggests the Bush administration should now be more cautious in dealing with Vladimir Putin.
I think they have a difficult situation now that they've been so pro-Putin in the first meeting, and that they have to demonstrate to the rest of the world and to the rest of Washington that there's some tangible payoffs for American foreign policy from that positive relationship.
McFaul fears, however, that President Bush could look the other way when it comes to Chechnya and press freedoms in Russia as the administration pushes ahead with missile defense. But a different view is expressed by several ex-senators and Russia watchers with the East-West Institute who recently traveled to Russia. They just published a report on the warming of U.S.-Russian relations and briefed President Bush on their thoughts. Democrat David Boren of Oklahoma says this is a historic opportunity to move beyond Cold War-era arms treaties.
The new relationship we're talking about hasn't happened yet. One meeting is not going to create a new relationship. I think that we've got to be very careful. We were overly euphoric when the Soviet Union collapsed. Then our over-euphoria turned to just total pessimism. You know, Russia will never be able to accomplish anything with Russia. And I think we have to be very careful. One meeting does not yet build a new relationship.
He does think the potential is there. Boren is sounding upbeat about Russian President Vladimir Putin, calling the Kremlin leader a can-do guy who managed to get key reform bills through parliament ahead of the G8 summit. And Boren says the Bush administration is, at least in style, breaking away from President Clinton's approach to Russia.
There was too much of a tendency to lecture, too much of a tendency to be, without meaning to be, maybe somewhat condescending. And what we heard from a lot of the Russians is it's refreshing that there seem to be Americans coming over now that want to listen. They don't want to just talk to us. They don't want to just tell us what to do.
Former Senator Alan Simpson, a Republican from Wyoming, also worked on the East-West Institute report and was among those listening to President Putin and briefing President Bush. At a White House news conference, Simpson expressed sympathy for the Kremlin's handling of the war in Chechnya, posing a rhetorical question the Kremlin often does.
What would you do in that situation when there's anarchy and seven different rambling groups of fundamentalists are shredding a state which is part of your formation of government?
Simpson noted that the Russian military did apologize for some recent atrocities in Chechnya and called that progress. Though Chechnya probably won't dominate the talks, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says it is one area of concern that President Bush will raise with Putin. The main issue is likely to be missile defense, or as Rice says, redefining the entire strategic relationship with Russia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.